It's the Danny, Dina, and Chad Show on 97.9
WRMF.
97.9 WRMF, Danny, Dina, and Chad Show. We're talking about songs that put you in the mood. So I burned this CD, and maybe it's just, maybe it's me, but this CD that I burned for, I don't want to say sessions, but for setting the mood with Eric and I, just thought it's not really working for me. Here's track one.
I like that.
All right, and then, and well, then I usually...
I guarantee this is for real.
And then I go to track two.
Why is it all stick rock?
That's all Danny has.
This is what you use to get yourself pumped?
And then, hey. And then I go to track three, and it's... The girls I, I mean, it's working for me.
How does she react?
It's Enrique's papa, right?
She's already backed out of the driveway and on the way home, and then she misses track four.
Why don't we get drunk and screw?
Oh, you're a real lady killer.
Hey, what? That's why they call me Lance Romance. What do you think, huh? If you are a single mom, you're doing some shopping, some holiday shopping for your kids, you need to help out Mandy. She's got a dilemma. She's coming up here in just a bit.
It's the Danny, Dina, and Chad Show.
97.9 WRMF, Danny, Dina, and Chad Show. Mandy, what is wrong?
I have a Christmas dilemma.
All right, go ahead.
My husband and I just got divorced. This is the first Christmas that we're doing it divorced, and... The problem is that I work hard and I don't have a lot of money, but he has a lot of money.
Any kids involved here, Mandy, or no?
Yeah. We have a 12 and a 10-year-old, but he wants to get them ridiculous things like iPads, new bikes, just anything they want. He's buying their love.
Is he interested in adopting me? I do see your point here, Mandy. How about if you let the kids accept the gifts from their father and you explain to your daughters that he's doing this to mask the fact that he drinks too much?
Well...
No, don't do that. Hey, Jim, what do you think?
Well, I think, you know what, if it's for the greater of the children, how come maybe the dad should suggest or the mom should suggest giving the presents from the both of them?
Do you think that Mandy should pick up the phone and call her ex-husband and say that, you know what, for the children, I think it would be better if you increase my alimony by $2,500 a month? All right, so what's going on in Boca? Evidently, well, listen up here.
An otter attack in suburban Boca Raton.
Lori Gibbons could not believe it when she heard what happened to her teenage son.
I'm walking through my backyard, and I see this otter laying on the grass. And so I just started observing it, and gets out of the water and bites me.
Two other otter attacks have been reported in the Boca Chase area.
Could you explain to me where they got that audio from? Was that a reenactment?
No, the audio. Okay, the kid that was talking there, I say kid, he's 19 years of age. He's William Gibbons. He was the one that was actually filming. He walked up to the otter and he started filming it with his phone. And then the otter came after. That's his actual scream. And the thing is, you know what? If an otter's running after me, I'm going to run away. I just don't like to be attacked by anything, okay?
Not me.
And I'm not going to be embarrassed by an otter attacking me. I would be embarrassed if I'm a man and I'm making this noise. And again, Dina and Chad disagree with me because they, I guess, want to go through life misguided, but that's okay.
Well, the question was what? I asked you this, and I'm not sure why I was shocked to hear the answer.
You said to me, you said, how many times, okay, if you're dating.
I gave you a scenario. I said, if you get in a fight with Erica,
right.
How many times, and you're at her house,
right.
Does she have to tell you to leave before you actually leave?
Three. You have to understand, females are very emotional.
Sorry, you're looking at me and telling me this.
Yeah, but you're not really a female. You're kind of like a lumpy guy. You're the exception. You're more like a dude. So if you were to tell me to leave, I would leave because you're like a guy. The first time it's a test.
It's not.
Oh, it is.
So how does this go?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we're fighting.
Yes, go ahead.
You know what? Just leave, Danny.
You don't really mean that.
You're laughing, too.
Of course.
So it's leave, and then the first time it's, really?
What? I laugh like Hugh Hefner in a smoking jacket with a pipe?
That's what you just did. So, all right, now we get around to the second time. No, I mean it. Leave.
Be very, very sure of what you're about to do, because the Lord of Laughter, the Prince of Pun, and the Wizard of Whoopee is about ready to step outside this door here, and guess what? Your entertainment's about to cease.
I agree with Danny. I've been together with my wife for almost 20 years.
It's like a test, isn't it?
Exactly.
She tells you to leave, you leave, and then you're in trouble for leaving.
Exactly.
Female perspective here. Is this Jasmine?
Yes.
All right, Jasmine. Did this happen to you recently?
Yes. It is true. I mean, I did ask him. I'm like, you need to go. You need to go right now. And he's like, he looked at me like, you're kidding, right?
Yeah.
I told him I'm serious. You need to go. And he's like, okay. And he started, I'm like, are you sure about this? And I said, do I have to repeat myself?
Yeah. That's three times right there.
He's walking out the door. I'm like, oh, crap.
Elizabeth, first of all, what do you do for a living?
I am a high-priced escort.
May I ask how much you charge for your services?
I charge generally about $6,500 a night, assuming I don't travel.
$6,500 for one night?
Yes.
I can't do the math in my head, Elizabeth, so roughly, would you be able to tell us how much money you made last year?
Yeah, I made just over $900,000.
What is the local leak that you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, back in 2007, 2008, I spent many nights at the Breakers with Charlie Sheen.
Was it always just you and him, or?
No, there were others, but I was his favorite.
Is his performance worthy of Two and a Half Men?
Let me just say that I call him Charlie Machine.
Oh, shut up.
Charlie Machine. Elizabeth, thank you very much for the phone call and the honesty, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now I know why drinks are so expensive at the Breakers. You know what? I actually remembered something. I was on a date once where the girl got up and excused herself to go to the restroom.
Uh-huh.
She never came back.
Ooh, how long ago?
I was in Cleveland, actually, and after work type of date, so it was probably like, I don't know, 5:45 downtown Cleveland.
Okay.
And we had one drink, and then she ordered her second drink, and it wasn't connecting, but I don't... But then she goes, I'll be right back, and I thought it was kind of odd that she got up and took everything with her. I don't remember what it was, but I do recall during the conversation, she got this... The expression on her face really changed, and then within about 30 seconds, she said, "Yeah, I'll be right back." And then she picked up everything. I'll tell you, this was the wintertime, and so her gloves were on the bar, and then her jacket was like draped over the chair next. She put her jacket, she put her gloves on. She goes, "I'll be right back," and then she left. And I'm sitting there going,
"Wait, she put all of her layering on?"
Yes. And then I probably sat there for like about 15, 20 minutes, and then I thought, maybe I should call her. And I thought, no, come on, get on the Clue bus over there. Jump on and get off, buddy.
Did you drink her drink?
Yeah, I paid for it. Why not?
It's the Danny, Dina, and Chad Show on 97.9 WRMF.